authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It's 8 hours, time for the main news bulletin.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You've been waiting all year, planning, training for this one thing. The 18th edition of the Absa Cup is here. In the football stands, we stand as one. Now, it's time to get together for the ultimate soccer experience, the Absa Cup. Follow the action this March to May and watch it on Supersport, DSTV, and GoTV. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTickets.
Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. Ministry of Mines targets to map 50% of Zambia by the end of 2025. Zampost retirees seek President Hichilema's intervention over delayed pension payments. And in global news, Trump freezes $2 billion in Harvard funding after university rejects demands. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has disclosed that it aims to map 50% of Zambia by the end of 2025, with a potential target increase to 70% if resource mobilization is successful. Mines Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Gabeta has described the ongoing geophysical mapping as positive, emphasizing that understanding subsurface minerals is critical for managing mining investments. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Gabeta highlighted the importance of mapping for the country's mining sector, stating that the country cannot manage the mining investment if it does not know the minerals in the subsurface. And when asked how much had been spent on the exercise so far, Dr. Gaveta declined to disclose the amount, citing financial confidentiality.
We hope we can mobilize funds, and we are targeting 70%. If we are going to achieve our initial objective, it is a target. So target, you can miss it, but that is what we are working towards.
Zampost retirees who retired in 2021 are appealing to President Hakainde Hichilema to intervene in the payment of their pension packages, citing significant delays that have left them destitute. In an interview with Phoenix News, Catherine Chulu, one of the affected retirees, has explained that the former Zampost retirement packages have not been paid, despite some senior government officials claiming that all retirees had been paid. Ms. Chulu says the non-payment of retirement packages has been long overdue, hence pleading with President Hichilema to look into the matter. Another retiree, Samfrosa Hansembe, states that while appreciating government efforts in ensuring that retirees are cleared, the delay in these payments is affecting their livelihoods. Ms. Hansembe says the retirees also want to know why their NAPSA contributions were not remitted.
We as Zampost retirees are still suffering. We are still languishing. This is the reason why we are here. In particular, we would want the president himself to know this, that we are not yet paid, and we are pleading. First week of December last year, the UPND government paid a 25 million. This money only catered for people from 2010 to 2015. So most retirees are still languishing.
So this has make our lives very, very miserable, because you can imagine you haven't been paid your dues, you've been removed on the payroll. How do you just survive?
And National Union of Communication Workers Secretary General Simon Chanda says the union is engaging officials at the Ministry of Finance so that the funds are released to clear the retirees.
Of course, they can't have money to pay everything at once. So I'm told they have been paying, except I don't have that evidence, which I really need to go and see how far they paid, because what they've been telling us is that they're paying everything, those areas. I'm equally one of the beneficiaries. I think I only saw once or twice when the payment is done at NAPSA to come to your phone. So that's why a number of our members are worried, because they can't see that message coming in. So if they are paying, who are they paying? So we want to verify that. as a union. It's very unfair because people are suffering, eh? And because they are, yeah, I mean, the return of benefits, they are not getting a salary. Then again, they can't access faster, yeah.
The Information and Communications Technology Association of Zambia, ICTAZ, says exempting electronics from reciprocal tariffs can boost national digital growth and increase access to technology. With the United States exempting smartphones, computers, and other devices from tariffs, ICTAZ President Clement Sinyangwes tells Phoenix News that this move will make electronics more affordable, bridging Zambia's digital gap. Mr. Sinyangwe is of the view that increased access to affordable electronics can lead to wider adoption of digital technologies, promoting digital literacy and online participation, especially in rural areas. He, however, notes that the exemption might lead to increased dependence on imported electronics, potentially affecting local innovation.
So we expect more Zambians, especially even those in rural areas now, or those places you call underserved areas, to start acquiring devices as one of the first benefits, because people say these devices are expensive, and so is internet. But once those tariffs are waived, the cost expected to trickle down to the consumers. And let me get one sector that we've focused more on these gadgets, the education sector. The tariff we've also expected to boost the electronic learning and digital learning.
The Rural Electrification Authority, RIA, has made significant progress in increasing the country's electrification rate, reaching 34% this year, an 8.1% increase. According to RIA Director of Engineering Services, Alex Mbumba, the authority is on track to exceed expectations and potentially reach the 2030 target of 51% electrification rate by 2026. Mr. Mbumba has told Phoenix News that RIA's goal is to enhance living standards, productivity, and quality of life for all Zambians by improving access to electricity. He explains that despite facing economic challenges, the authority remains committed to its mission and is working with partners to make clean energy and energy accessible and affordable.
The projects have so far been going on well. As you know, most projects that are good, they need time, they need financing, they need resources, and they need us to be more organized in the planning and implementation of projects. We ensure that at the planning stage, it is fully clear on what we need to connect. We take, for instance, now we know that we are supposed to move our connection rate to 51% by 2026. I'm sure you are also aware that we have moved from 8.1% to 4% as RIA. So these are projects that are on a larger scale linked into the projects that we are doing as RIA.
In global news, the Trump administration has said it is freezing more than $2 billion in federal funds for Harvard University, hours after the elite college rejected the list of demands from the White House. The White House sent a list of demands to Harvard last week, which it said were designed to fight anti-Semitism on campus. They included changes to its governance, hiring practices, and admissions procedures. Harvard rejected the demands yesterday and said the White House was trying to control its community. We monitored the BBC for this and other global stories.
The U.S. Department of Education says it's freezing $2.2 billion of federal funding to Harvard. This came after the Ivy League university rejected demands placed on it by the Trump administration, demands it says will jeopardize crucial research. Aid groups say 400,000 people have fled the Zamzam displacement camp in Darfur in Sudan after RSF paramilitaries took it over. Camps in the area are stricken by famine. At least 1,800 people have breathing problems after sandstorms hit central and southern Iraq. There have been power outages and flight cancellations.
This is the 8 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix. We'll now take a break.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7 and 1Z.
And now the business news.
The business news on Phoenix FM.
Indonesian chargé d'affaires, Pankaj Kandato has hailed Zambia's current business environment under President Hage Geingob's dilemma, describing it as